Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so glad you've joined me on this Monday morning. We're going to begin talking this week about what happens when we die. Now, there are some various concepts and ideas, even among professing Christians. But this week, my goal is to give us a biblical perspective, a biblical understanding of what happens when a person dies, both a believer and a non-believer. And we are all going to die unless we're alive when Jesus Christ fulfills his promise to return to this earth, as Paul spoke about. I believe it's in 1 Corinthians 15, where he said, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." He's using sleep as a euphemism for dying. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet. Wow. And we'll talk more about that. But what happens at the moment that a believer dies or an unbeliever? That's what we're going to be talking about this week. So if you have any interest, any concerns about that, don't miss a single one of these, and share it with your friends. Share it on your social networks. It's going to be very helpful to people, and I believe it's going to draw people to Jesus. You know, I got to think, the way I came to the decision to talk about this subject this week, I was thinking about Halloween. And you know, Halloween decorations are in all of the stores, and it seems that Halloween is becoming more and more culturally popular every year. And as Christmas is being diminished, Halloween is being promoted more and more. Very interesting. And so I was thinking about Halloween, and then I would talk about Halloween and talk about the authority of the believer and how we don't have to be afraid of witches and curses and hexes and all of that, but how a blood-bought child of God, if you're walking in the Spirit and you're living as a blood-bought child of God, no, nobody can put a hex or a curse on you. You don't have to be afraid of that at all. But as I was thinking about this, and I did a little bit of research about the roots of Halloween, and I had done research on this in the past, but I was refreshing my mind about the historical roots of Halloween, it dawned on me, it was so clear to me, that the roots of Halloween is in the human quest and desire to understand what happens when we die. And Halloween is actually a syncretism of some unbiblical Christian ideas about what happens when we die. Syncretism is the combining of different belief systems. And some unbiblical Christian ideas about what happens when we die throughout history became entangled with pagan ideas about what happens when we die. And it has developed into what we know today as Halloween. So let me just begin by saying Halloween comes from the word Hallowed Eve. Hallowed means holy or saintly. And it's related to November the 1st, which is a church holiday. It's not based in the Bible, but it's a church holiday from the 10th century. And it's called All Saints Day. I'm sorry, from the 9th century, from the 800s, Pope Gregory IV proclaimed it as a church holiday, All Saints Day. And it is a day where there are celebrations and services in memory of the saints. Now, this kind of celebration started back in the 4th century, in the 300s, with people wanting to remember Christian martyrs, those who had put their life on the line. There had been many Christian martyrs up until the time of Constantine, because the Roman Empire and different regions often instigated terrible persecutions against Christians. So they wanted to remember some of these people, like Polycarp, who refused to deny his faith and was burned at the stake, or Perpetua, a young woman in North Africa who refused to deny her faith in Jesus Christ, and she was thrown to the wild beast in the arena. Or Cyprian, who was also another North African believer, who was also burned for his faith, and people wanted to remember them and honor them. So they started in different parts of different areas, different churches. They began to have days to commemorate and remember these martyrs. But then as it developed through the centuries and became more popular, and it began to develop very unbiblical ideas where people began to talk to the saints and pray to the saints, because after all, these saints would be very close to God. They're in heaven, and the great faith they had, well, we'll come and we'll ask Saint Cyprian to talk to Jesus on our behalf. And so they developed this whole idea of praying to the saints and trusting in the saints to protect them and so on. And as I said, finally, in the 8th century, Pope Gregory the 4th proclaimed All Saints as a holy day for all the church. And so ever since that time, throughout the Roman Catholic Church, and even in some Protestant churches such as Lutheran and of the Anglican Church, they also celebrate All Saints Day. Now, just like Christmas Eve, there's even more celebration on Christmas Eve than on Christmas Day. The evening before All Saints, called Hallowed Eve, Holy Eve, Hallowed and Saint come from the very same Greek word, hagios. So they're very similar. So Hallowed Eve was the eve before All Saints Day. Now, as the Catholic faith was taken into different areas around the Mediterranean world and was brought, and people in pagan areas received it, they began to mix their pagan ideas. And here's some of these pagan ideas. Let me just share some of them with you. Well, we think of one as we see more Spanish-speaking people here in America. We hear more about the Day of the Dead, which is a Mexican holiday where families welcome back the souls of their deceased relatives for a brief reunion that includes food, drink, and celebration. It is a time, they believe, when the veil between the living and the dead is believed to be very thin. And interestingly, this Mexican holiday is celebrated beginning on October 31st through November the 2nd. There was a Celtic celebration by the people of Ireland and Scotland called Samhain. Interesting, very similar to the Mexican holiday. It too was a time when it was believed that the veil between the worlds of the living and the dead became very thin. You see, it's all about understanding and expressing their understanding of what has happened to people who have died, our loved ones, our families, our friends. And in this this holiday called Samhain, they believed that the veil had become very thin between the two worlds and the living could communicate with their loved ones who had passed to the other side. Wow. And you see, many mixed when Christianity, especially the Roman Catholic form of Christianity that had developed during the Middle Ages, when it came into some of these regions, people began to mix their pagan, and they accepted that form of Christianity. They began to mix their pagan ideas about the dead with what was carried on November the 1st and the evening before Hallowed Eve on October the 31st, they began to mix their traditions, their pagan traditions, with these traditions from the church about what happens to people when they die. For example, in the 18th and 19th century, rural areas of England, Catholic families would gather on hills on the night of All Hallows Eve, in other words, on October the 31st, one held a bunch of burning straw on a pitchfork, while the rest knelt around him, praying for the souls of relatives and friends until the flames went out. In some areas, they also lit what they called Tyndall fires to guide the poor souls back to earth. And you see, it is this kind of syncretism, the combining together of pagan ideas about those who have departed this life with some unbiblical ideas that developed in Christianity through the Middle Ages. The mixing of those that has actually led to all these ideas about ghosts, goblins, and witches. And all of these things have become central to the modern Halloween celebration, which has absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. Interesting, Halloween is a day that witches celebrate. And witchcraft has become more and more popular here in the modern world in which we live. So interesting. You know, modern witches, they too believe the veil is thin on October the 31st, and that they can cast their spells and work their magic with added power and effectiveness. A modern website about witchcraft and the celebration of Samhain on October 31st says, "There is a lot of magical energy flowing on this day, October 31st. Now, it's very interesting. The radical reformers are groups such as the Baptists, the Quakers, the Puritans. These all rejected All Saints' Day as an unbiblical exaltation of departed believers, and the unbiblical practice such as praying to the saints and trusting in their intercessions and protection. Interestingly, as a result of this, Halloween was not practiced in America until the mid-1800s, when there was an influx of Catholic immigrants coming out of Europe, Ireland, Scotland. And I will end today by saying this, and we'll get into the biblical ideas of what happens to the dead. But can you see, Halloween has come out of this whole human quest to understand what happens when we die, what has happened to my departed loved ones and families. Well, you're not going to find it in paganism. You're going to find it in witchcraft. You're not going to find the truth. You're going to encounter demons in witchcraft is what you're going to happen. You're not going to find it in Halloween and goblins and witches, but you will find it in Scripture. True Christians need have no fear of Halloween or any of its association with ghosts, goblins, and witches. Those things have nothing to do with the Bible. We must fear God alone and trust in His Word and believe what He has said. And tomorrow we're going to begin looking at what the Bible says is the truth about those who have died. And we will learn what happens when we die. I'm Eddie Hyatt. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a lot of resources there that will help you in your walk with the Lord. There's a bookstore there. There are articles and links to a blog, links to a YouTube channel. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless you.